Welcome into WEEI Afternoons from our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are indeed a radio program in the city of Boston on the coast that is east in the United States of America.
No, you're not.
And we are proud of it. We are absolutely proud of it. That lead-in may give you a hint at where we're starting today here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, the Red Sox won again. Yes, the Red Sox are a playoff team. They're streaking. There's positivity. Ted Johnson will probably crap all over it at 3 o'clock when he arrives. We will get to that because we have more pressing matters. We're a team here at WEEI Afternoons. Maybe one of the more dysfunctional teams at times, but we are a team. And when you're part of the family, like Will Fleming has become over the last month or so, ever since he told me to F off on a podcast.
What a return to grace for you two.
That's right.
The mending of the fences between those two has been heartwarming. And now we have this.
Now we are back to back, right?
Yeah.
Now, we can make fun of Will Fleming. Will Fleming can make fun of us.
By the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
That was a long time ago. That's water under
the
bridge.
It's a lifetime ago.
We have made up. Will Fleming came on in and we had fun. And then we had him in again this week. And what happened? Well, unbeknownst to us, it created a turmoil. From coast to coast, from podcast to radio and everything in between, thanks to one, Will Clark, who apparently doesn't know how modern media works and how the audio medium works, whether it's radio or podcast or Zoom and people listening and personal conversations. Just because you're talking to your buddy Eric Burns on Deuces Wild podcast doesn't mean it's a personal conversation. That's actually posted and people can listen. Now, clearly, prior to this week, they did not listen because when Will Clark told a story about Rafi Devers blowing him off at the Giants' first base bag because he was going to teach him how to play the position, no one heard it. No one heard the story until our buddy Will Fleming joined us earlier in the week, Monday, Fenway Park, and told that story, which he knew both first and secondhand. He knew it because he'd heard it live in San Francisco. He also knew it because the audio was posted on the Deuces Wild podcast, which is the personal podcast of Will Clark.
Cool name, by the way, Deuces Wild.
It's the only thing that's cool about that podcast. Although, before yesterday, I kind of liked both Will Clark and Eric Burns. Eric Burns was a sneaky good player that I just always had an affinity for. And Will Clark has one of the sweetest swings in the history of baseball.
So Eric Burns is guilty by association. He's kind of just a sidecar to all of this stuff. He asks the questions and knowing what he's going to get from Will Clark, but he's guilty by association here?
A little bit.
Okay.
So as you heard there on Monday, Will Fleming, our buddy, the voice of the Boston Red Sox, tall drink of water, nice guy, lives and dies Boston Red Sox baseball, just told the story that Rafi Devers had blown off Will Clark, who was brought in by Bob Melvin and Matt Williams to give his first base knowledge to Rafi Devers as he transitions to that position. Oh, by the way, Devers had already been on the field at first base taking ground balls in front of the Red Sox dugout at the time. That's a key piece of information that I would like the jury to put in the back of their minds as they deliberate on this little East Coast, West Coast battle.
We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in that. We'll return to it. But so we had this whole lead up where Will Clark told the same story on his podcast. Will Clark gave a little bit of an out for Rafi Devers trying to make up this idea that, oh, he didn't want to appear in front of the Red Sox dugout in the Red Sox media. Yes, Diz?
Well, it also started because when Will came on our show and said that, we posted the clip to social media, and San Francisco as a whole lost their mind and started calling Fleming a liar.
So what we learned is San Francisco does not listen to the Deuces Wild podcast, but they do have social media, and they do get to see our posts from Boston Radio.
Well, to be fair, San Francisco got a lot of problems going on right now.
Yeah, so they're self-made, and Will Clark's not going to fix them the way he's going. But we have a response yesterday. Deuces Wild podcast, Will Clark lashing out at Will Fleming, and by extension, the entirety of the WEEI Afternoons family, which I don't know if Will Clark, you know this or not, includes a 10-year NFL veteran linebacker who'll whoop your ass if we need him to because he's part of the family. I might not be able to do it, but we got a linebacker that can take care of our business if we need to. So, Stiz, let's start with, I guess we'll call this Will Clark's version of the truth, even though it is factually inaccurate and nowhere near reality. Roll it.
Yeah, the whole thing was Bob Melvin and Matt Williams had asked me to go work with Rafael Devers. You know, if
pause
if
it for a second. Two things. We believe that to be a fact, that Bob Melvin and Matt Williams did indeed ask Will Clark to work with a player who goes by the name of Rafi Devers.
Rafael Devers.
Devers would be an interesting pronunciation, which is one of two things. Either Will Clark has no idea what his real name and pronunciation is.
Rafael Devers.
Or he's being intentionally disrespectful. Why? Because player in question blew him off like he blew off David Ortiz on this side of the country. Yes, Dan Ball.
You know why that first the first theory you have is wrong? Because Eric Burns, his sidecar in all of this, says Rafael Devers, approximately 10 seconds before he starts telling this story.
Okay, so Will Clark already being disrespectful to his team's new third baseman slash first baseman slash DH, Rafael Devers. Roll him.
You know, if he had a chance to get out there, and I didn't know this, but they had hit him a lot of ground balls like a few days before, and he was sore.
Stop. So we're supposed to believe he's so sore and injured that he can't go out there and even meet with Will Clark and maybe say, hey, listen, I'm a little sore today, but you can talk to me. Tell me some angles. Tell me some things you do, some drills.
I'll sit on the bucket and watch you go through your routine, and I'll learn because I'm a good teammate and a good baseball player.
Also, we've been following first base drills quite a bit here in Boston. It's the East Coast. We're a bunch of douchebags, according to Will Clark. But we've been following some of these. Christian Campbell, I watched do it. Recently, I've watched Yoshida take those drills.
Those are funny.
They look really easy, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like a guy lobbing a ball off a turf mat, and it bounces up, and you do like this accentuated like scoop and put the glove in the air. Doesn't look overly strenuous, even for a player who's in as bad a shape as Rafi Devers.
I could be a $30 million first baseman.
You could.
I was thinking the same thing watching those.
Historically
yeah.
short like Yoshida, but you could get the job done. Okay, roll it.
Oh.
Four, and he was sore. He, he was kind of nursing some soreness, and so – you know, I showed up and he wasn't there. I had no big deal. And on top of that, it was optional batting practice. So he just decided, I ain't going to do it today, you know. And then,
stop. That seems very believable. Rafi Devers taking optional to mean I don't have to go. That seems, based on the 8 years we watched him in Boston, that actually, Will Clark, seems very believable that he just blew the whole day off.
Yeah, if you didn't pussyfoot around asking Alex Cora, hey, did that happen once, twice, or a couple years in a row with the Boston Red Sox? If he actually gave you the real answer, it'd be a yes.
Listen, there's three hosts on this show. I can only ask so many hard-hitting questions, and I had to get the one about the juiced-up radar gun in, so roll the audio.
I ain't going to do it today, you know? And then, you know, like you and I talked about, you know, if I'm working at first base, I'm going to be right in front of the dugout, you know, with the Red Sox. And so, you know, he didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit in the Boston media and all that. And so what happens? I'm standing out there. Dave Fleming actually introduces me to his brother, Will Fleming.
So real quick, just an update. A lot of people know this, but Dave Fleming is Will Fleming's brother. He is the play-by-play for the Giants. Will Fleming is the play-by-play man for the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI.
Such a cool dynamic. I remember when I first found out that Will's brother was also a play-by-play. I'm like, wow.
It's kind of cool.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And their voice prints are spitting images. I know that's not a surprise, but I heard him call the walk-off inside the park for the catcher yes. they have a couple days ago. I thought Will was calling it.
Side
it was crazy.
Note, is Dave Fleming like 6'7", too?
Yes, he's a giant
as well. Okay, two giant men who do play-by-play Major League Baseball. Love it. Okay. Yes, Dan Ball.
Before we continue, the whole point about didn't want to do it in front of the Boston media, the amount of things he did in front of the Boston media on purpose, there's nothing to that argument automatically.
Plus, he had done ground balls in front of the Red Sox dugout already in the Giants uniform for the Giants.
Too much truth.
So, Will?
Too much truth.
Let's
Stop.
Move on to your next lie, Will. Go.
Dave Fleming actually introduces me to his brother, Will Fleming, who is one of the Red Sox radio TV guys, I guess.
Wow.
And so now he goes on some podcast of Zoom.
Time out. You're right.
Wow.
Good pause there. So first of all, he pretends he doesn't know what he does, Will Fleming. He's the voice of the Boston Red Sox. There's only 30 of those jobs. His brother works for your team. You'd think you'd have some familial respect there if you know his brother, and I'm guessing you know his brother relatively well, seeing as you both work for the Giants. He's a franchise legend. You're a franchise legend. The whole thing. And then he did not come on some little podcast or Zoom. That's what you're doing, Will Clark. You're on a little podcast with Zoom.
And so now he goes on some podcast or Zoom.
Stop
I don't know when it was.
Okay, you do know when it was. It was Monday, and it was live in the city of Boston on WEEI, the original sports talk radio station on the East Coast, or one of them. You should have known about it. You are sour and sad because no one heard it on your Deuces Wild podcast. You had posted the story. No one heard it. They didn't know about it till we talked about it on WEEI Afternoons. How you like them apples, Will?
What channel on the FM dial is Deuces Wild?
It is not. I couldn't find it anyway.
AM. Must be AM.
Yeah, it's AM. It's a lost art. Okay, roll it.
Radio TV guys, I guess.
Guess. You
and
guess.
So now he goes on some podcast, a Zoom, I don't know when it was, and blows this thing out of proportion again, and here we go. And, you know, I just got to tell you right now, this is a bunch of bullshit. That's first off.
It's a lot of swear.
Second off, you know, hey, look, you know, that was... That was, let's see, my first encounter with Rafael Devers. So I didn't even know him before, you know, those two or three days that I spent in San Francisco. So, you know, Rafi and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right?
Whoa!
So tell us how you really feel.
Oh, my God.
What exactly did Will Fleming do to, like, blow this up or ignite it or make more than it is? He told a story, the same story that Will Clark acknowledges and told on his own podcast. He didn't promote it. He didn't do anything. We promoted it a little bit because, Will, I don't know if you know how that works. That's audio. That's radio. That's TV. That's sports entertainment. You promote things on social media, right? Maybe if you promoted your podcast a little bit more, people would have heard it from you instead of from us.
Got him.
They heard it secondarily to you. So you should thank us because you got more listeners and more promotion for the Deuces Wild podcast.
Should probably cut us a check.
Yeah, you owe us money or at least free t-shirts or something. Send us something, Will Clark.
Deuces Wild swag.
Or an interview, which he has not responded to request
yeah,
for.
Yeah, check your DMs. Oh, wow. Stiz, you really went bark, 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 bark. Nick Fitzy Stevens is here. He's going to be in a mood, and I like it, because we should all be in moods, because we've been attacked from the outside.
I apologize. I was doing a podcast Zoom on the West Coast.
Were you doing a podcast Zoom with Will Clark?
Yeah. Dear Massachusetts, get off the pike.
And so now he goes on some podcast of Zoom. I don't know when it was.
That's my favorite line of the entire thing. This, when this was
shouldn't
shared
be. It should anger you.
On our text, it's hilarious because it's so bad. He's being such a contrarian dad. He's making that move, purposely calling him Devers. So he's letting him know he's still mad at Rafael Devers for being a Devers and never texting him back or showing up in the first place. But this CYA behavior, this cover your assery that Will Clark is doing on behalf of the San Francisco Giants, who are already starting to feel burned by the behavior and the poor performance of Rafael Devers.
Rafael Devers
is a shame to the Will Clark 1986 Topps rookie card grade 10 I have been saving for my kids. I'm going to sell it now at a cut rate because I am so ashamed of Will the Thrill, the natural, my ass.
He's like a natural
phony.
He is. He's being a phony here, but I have to do.
He's also awesome, but at the same time, he's being a phony.
He's a bought and paid for phony. I mean, he's going down the same road that David Ortiz had to. You have to. Now, he's not good at it. He does it in a WWE fashion.
Yeah, but David
we'll get the real feelings
David
when they trade
Ortiz.
Him next year.
You think it'll even make it that long? David Ortiz, now I sound like Dave O'Brien making the call in 2013. David Ortiz! When he texted him, it was several times from the spring training into the early parts of the spring, like, hey, let's talk, let's work this out. It wasn't after the fact and whatnot. And then, yes, as someone who was still bought and paid for by the Sox, but someone whose pride and ego was hurt by somebody who can't carry his water or weight, blowing him off, F you.
All right, roll it, Stiz.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter?
Excuse me.
Off. All right. And so other than that, I'm cool. But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met and I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit.
Okay, stop.
AI.
That's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
Interesting. So he claims he would never say that he would grab Rafi Devers by the neck. He has never posted anything on Instagram, and that is some AI crap, basically alluding to fake news. Stiz, could you roll a portion of him telling the original story on his podcast?
But if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Excuse me, Will Clark, whose voice is that on your podcast with video evidence via Zoom? That sounds a lot and looks a lot like the guy who's yelling at us as East Coast DBs. You said it, and now you're trying to blame AI. That is some weak sauce.
Rafael Devers?
He doesn't even know how AI works.
But Dan Ball, remind me in the future when I say something on this very microphone on both Twitch, YouTube, and all the other platforms that I can just claim it's AI and get out of it that way.
By the way, make sure you follow at NoFilterNet on Instagram, which is where all of these videos are posted. So he's even wrong on that as well.
Good Lord. Will Clark, you don't even know what you don't know, as Bill Parcells would say. And you are embarrassing yourself. The two things I pull from this, good soldier, Will Clark, because he's going down with the ship. He's terrible at it, but he's trying his best. He's absolutely awful at it.
You know he's, by the way, to your point one, you know he's still like probably kind of pissed over the fact Devers didn't show up.
He's absolutely pissed that he got blown off. I am Will Clark, and you're going to blow me off in like your first week with the team. Who the bleep do you think you are? And then somebody goes, but we need you to sell this. We need you to prop up our new $30 million player. The second part of this, you know who the one guy I kind of respect in this whole damn thing is? Beyond Will Fleming, our boy, Rafi Devers.
What?
Consistency is always respectful for me. He blows off David Ortiz. He blows off Will Clark. He blows off the Red Sox. He blows off the Giants. He treats everybody the same.
So
it's a them problem. They think he's not going to do it. He's very consistent.
He has got a consistent latitude of dinkery.
Absolutely. He's like Mariah Carey. He's like, I'm a diva. Yep. Yes, I am. I'm going to act this way wherever I go with whoever I'm with.
Only green M&Ms in the dugout.
Exactly.
Actually, it was Aussie preferred brown M&Ms.
617-779-7937. Do you enjoy now the Rafael Devers experience from afar as he blows up another team, blows off another team's living legend? It's not David Ortiz and the Red Sox problem anymore. It's Will Clark and the Giants problem. And are you offended as a listener of an East Coast media station, radio station, that Will Clark took a shot at all of us? He crapped all over all of us.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
617-779-7937. Red Sox and Will Clark, Will Fleming talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.